escape pod ready.
Launch escape pod.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1971, the unmanned lunar lander and sample return mission Luna 19 was launched by the Soviet Union. The 12,000-pound lander dug up lunar soil and launched it back to Earth. In 2008, private spaceflight company SpaceX launched its first Falcon 1 rocket into orbit. An uprated version of the Falcon 9, would carry SpaceX's Dragon capsules to the International Space Station just a few years later. Actor William Wyndham, known to Star Trek fans as the Doomsday Machine's doomed Commodore Decker, was born today in 1923.
There is no way to blast through the hull of that machine, so I'm going to take this thing right down its throat.
Mrs. Kirk, Matt, you'll be killed.
I've been prepared for death ever since I killed my crew.
No one expects you to die for an error in judgment.
The commander is responsible for the lives of his crew and for their deaths. Well, I should have died with mine.
Chemist Louis Pasteur died on this day in 1895. Astronomer Edwin Hubble died today in 1953. And in 2012, Michael O'Hare, the actor who played Commander Jeffrey Sinclair in the first season of Babylon 5, died.
Ask 10 different scientists about the environment, population control, genetics, and you'll get 10 different answers. But there's one thing every scientist on the planet agrees on. Whether it happens in 100 years, or 1,000 years, or 1,000,000 years, eventually our sun will grow cold and go out. When that happens, it won't just take us. It'll take Marilyn Monroe, and Lao Tzu, and Einstein, and Morabuto, and Buddy Holly, and Aristophanes. All of this. All of this. Was for nothing. Unless we go to the stars.
In 1980, renowned astrophysicist Carl Sagan took to the airwaves on PBS, trying to communicate the wonders of science to the public.
The cosmos is all that is, or ever was, or ever will be. Our contemplations of the cosmos stir us. There's a tingling in the spine, a catch in the voice, a faint sensation as if a distant memory of falling from a great height. We know we are approaching the grandest of mysteries. The size and age of the cosmos are beyond ordinary human understanding, lost somewhere between immensity and eternity is our tiny planetary home, the Earth. For the first time, we have the power to decide the fate of our planet and ourselves. This is a time of great danger, but our species is young and curious and brave. It shows much promise.
Sagan's series and accompanying book, Cosmos, were a surprise hit and made Sagan an instant celebrity. In 1981, space was a less inviting place for the survivors of Blake 7.
Villa rescued me.
You were injured trying to rescue Callie. He rescued you. Suddenly, I'm hip-deep in heroes.
Where is Callie?
Callie is dead.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
He went back in.
You wanted to be a hero, too?
We needed Aurak. We still do.
Aurak got a bit dented.
For which he blames me.
The show's fourth season premiered on the BBC, this time without being overseen by its creator, Terry Nation, who is now working in the United States. In 1985, the animated adventures of R2-D2 and C-3PO continued with another familiar face from the Star Wars universe.
No one escapes me. I have someone on the job. Just remember.
Boba Fett.
After this, we are settled, Size Bob. After this, I owe you nothing.
Why are we getting mixed up with that bounty hunter?
They don't come much worse than him.
As Boba Fett appeared in the fourth episode of Droids. In 1987, Star Trek was reborn.
Tonight, the 24th century begins.
Welcome to the Enterprise.
In a special world premiere movie, Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Ready for departure, sir.
Engage.
78 years have passed since the days of the original USS Enterprise. Now a new galaxy starship has been designed with a new team of highly skilled Federation explorers. Starfleet Captain Jean-Luc Picard, Commander Riker, Executive Officer, Chief Medical Officer Crusher, and her brilliant son, Wesley, Lieutenant Commander Data, an android, the telepathic Troy, Geordi, a man with unique vision, Security Officer Yar, and Klingon Officer Worf.
Shields and deflectors up, sir.
Go to yellow alert.
Their first mission, investigate a new star base on planet Deneb 4.
Thou art directed to return to thine own solar system immediately.
A hostile alien threatens the crew.
Now go back, or thou shalt most certainly die.
But they're determined to finish their mission.
Arm our photon torpedoes. Place them on ready status.
Hostile is now beginning to overtake us, sir.
Together, they stand trial before a merciless court.
You will now answer to the charge of being a grievously savage race.
Now, they have 24 hours to uncover the secrets of a strange world.
They're firing on far points, sir.
The classic legend begins an all-new adventure.
Let's see what's out there.
Star Trek, The Next Generation.
Star Trek, The Next Generation premiered across America, arousing both curiosity and ire from longtime Star Trek fans, and eventually attracting its own audience. In 1998, new faces and new challenges awaited Captain Sisko.
Why is the restaurant closed?
I am going on vacation to Tyree.
We're coming with you, Dad.
Have you both lost your minds? Apparently it runs in the family.
Well, you've obviously already packed your bags.
Yes, you brought my toothbrush.
Oh, nothing I hate more than turning away a customer. I'm sorry, we're closed.
Hello, Benjamin.
Do I know you?
It's me, Dax.
The episode Image in the Sand kicked off Star Trek Deep Space Nine's seventh and final season. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. And you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape on Wendy, Pearl Seeker. The Logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.
Starting now, one of you could win an adventure into the next galaxy to board the new Enterprise and appear in an episode of Star Trek, The Next Generation. Look for the winning game card inside boxes of Cheerios and Honey Nut Cheerios, or write for a free game card to Star Trek, The Next Generation Sweepstakes, P.O. Box 5472, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You could have already won an adventure.